Hi, this is Sarah with Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast. Welcome, everyone.
And I'm Holly Borquez, and we are so excited because we have a special guest tonight, and we are Skyping, so if our sound sounds a little bit different, we're still getting used to it.
Yeah. So welcome, Heather Johnson. A lot of you guys know her from our Facebook group. She is our true detective. She is a true detective. She knows everything Vanderpump Rules, everything Bravo. We all bow down to the level of knowledge that Heather possesses on all things Bravo. It's very impressive. I'm sure some of you have heard her on another podcast, the Friends of Real Housewives, and you've all seen her on Twitter and in our Facebook group, like I said, and on Instagram. And Holly has another introductory adjective to describe Heather as.
Yeah, Heather, are you here?
Yes, I was waiting for you to finish.
Oh, good. Oh, my God. Like, sorry, you guys. I'm brand new to Skype.
You guys are being too generous. Oh. You're exaggerating.
Oh, I don't even know. Sarah, I'm blanking out right now. Help me.
Oh, Holly's like, and the best traveler we've ever met that, like, really shows up any person visiting any city because you do so much research and you pack your, would you say the most, she's the most efficient traveler we've ever met?
Yeah, like I next time I go on a trip, I'm going to email Heather and have her plan my itinerary for sure.
Yeah. Oh my God, I totally would.
Oh, I mean,
I love researching stuff like that.
Yeah, you've done more in LA than I've ever done and I live here. So I don't even, it's amazing.
Yeah. You guys, like, if you go to any city, you could say, like, oh, where's the best place to get a donut in Olathe, Kansas? She'll probably know.
That's so true.
So thanks for joining us. We have
been
talking with Heather since, you know, almost since we started. And she is a diehard Watch What Crappens fan, diehard Sup fan, and our friend that we're very happy about. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. This is fun.
Okay, so we all just finished watching the third installment of the reunion. What did you guys think? Like, were you disappointed? Did you like it? What did you guys think?
You go, Heather.
I liked it, but I'm just so bummed that it's over. You know, it's like the whole time watching it, I'm like, no, there's only 10 minutes left. No, it's 5 minutes left. You know,
that's so funny. I was totally watching the clock too. I was like, no, like there's not, like, I thought that they spent so much time on the Lala and James thing. I was like, come on, speed it up. Like, I want to see something else.
I mean, and don't get me wrong. I love Secrets Revealed. Like, I live for that shit. But, you know, still, it's like, I know that's it.
I know.
Yeah. So we're going to do Secrets Revealed next week, but you guys, we're probably going to do Tuesday because we're going to go to Sur on Tuesday for See You Next Tuesday. So we thought we might as well podcast on Secrets Revealed, and then whatever we find out at Sur and any TomTom updates we can share with you, we'll do that next Tuesday night. Figuring a lot of you guys are beginning gone and tired Monday night anyways with Memorial Weekend. So, yeah.
And while you're there, will you please be James' personal security guard and protect him?
Oh my
yes.
God.
Jack
yes.
shows up.
Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
So that's what Andy really started in on this episode, talking about their new blossoming friendship. And we're all just like, oh God. Yeah, not so accurate anymore.
No, it was, it was actually like a heartbreaking flashback to see what their friendship was and now what is going on social media. It was like, oh, that was short.
Yeah, that was so sad.
So, just to give you guys a little rundown, if you didn't see, okay, so how did this, I need to like get down to the nitty gritty of this. So basically what happened was there was a tweet that went out. Was it the tweet that set it off or the podcast, that set off this whole story?
Well, no, it's actually because Brittany went to go support James at See You Next Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And shortly after she showed up, James started doing like a rap about Jackson Faith.
But, was she working or she just went there?
No, she, I guess, was off and just went there to see him.
Okay.
Which is kind of weird because you've been there a million times before. You know, why?
Yeah.
Why
I then? Mean, I don't want to say that like I smell a storyline, but I smell a storyline. Like, how is it that no one got a video of this? You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't, like,
that's,
you know,
true.
You know,
I
how
know,
many fans, like, no, there are? Like, there's always,
yeah,
fans.
No fans on other Facebook groups or anything. You would think that somebody would have seen something and recorded it and posted it somewhere.
Because the first thing that I saw was the tweet from someone, and it said, you know, oh, just saw Brittany run out crying after James rapped something, and then Jax tweeted back and said he's dead or something like that.
Yeah, he said, like, he's dead and it's on, something like that.
It's
and
on,
then he,
yeah,
went,
yeah.
He went on Jeff Lewis.
Yeah, yes. And so I looked up that person's Twitter, like, to see if they'd ever tweeted about Vanderpump Rules before or were a fan. And it was, like, all, this person was just, like, obsessed with, like, gorillas and monkeys.
What?
And and Jax, it's the same family. I mean, so that ties in nicely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I was, so... And then all two of you listen to the Pumped Rules podcast, the little teaser that they did,
yeah,
where T. Sandy and James kind of got into it about this whole incident.
Yeah, well, that's where James said, you know, well, it's, you know, filming starting, so I might as well pepper it, start, you know, kick it off with a bang. So I could see where you're saying that, Holly, that maybe he did that to get, you know, ensure a storyline for himself at the beginning of the season, since filming starts in a week or now, you know.
And just the way that T. Sandy was going at him so hard, it just felt so bizarre. And then the other thing that, like, flagged me as odd is the girl who was the guest on the podcast, I forget her name, I'm sorry, she said that she didn't really notice that there was tension between Jax and James when he came in, but Craig,
right,
and T. Sandy were like, oh no, he was mad. There was tension. I thought that was weird too.
That's right.
Yeah, that
she
is.
Did say that.
So that
also
threw
I really
me off.
Sorry.
No,
I'm
no,
really
no,
not buying the whole thing that, you know, oh, Brittany was so upset and crying and emotional, she had to be escorted out of Sir.
Right.
What?
Like, did someone carry her out? Or what does that mean, escorted out?
I know. And I'm sorry. I mean, she should have tried to laugh it off, or maybe go over to James and, like, pretend to, like, punch him in the arm, something like that. Laugh it off, play it off. Because you're trying to tell everybody your relationship is so wonderful and perfect right now.
Right.
Then, you know, you should have moved on from that. And him joking around rapping shouldn't affect you that way, if everything's as perfect as you say it is.
Yeah.
I just hope that we get to see it, if this really happened. Like, if he really was, like, Jax and Faith, Jax and Faith. Like, I would definitely be down to hear that. But, yeah, I can't picture the whole thing going down without one fan getting a video.
Yeah.
So, if anyone has a video, email it to us.
Please, post it.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless he did it so fast that people didn't know it was coming, so they weren't video. But people are always holding their phones up, you know, so.
Yeah, and especially if he started rapping. I mean, I think that would definitely, you know, people would try to make fun of him or whatever they would do, you know.
So then Jack,
again, he doesn't have a microphone when he's doing that. So maybe it was hard to hear him.
Yeah. Something is not adding up, though, and it just feels very storyline-ish. Like, why did they end the third installment of the reunion on the Jax and James friendship, and now we're starting the new one with some conflict? It's just weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So then those of you that aren't on Twitter or didn't see this story, then Jax tweeted out, first of all, he talked about this situation and he's going to kick James's ass on Jeff Lewis's podcast. But then he tweeted out, so James has a gig this weekend in Chicago. So Jax tweeted the club that he's DJing at, saying, why would you want this piece of shit at your club when he made my girlfriend cry? Like, why does a club care? He's like, and... Anyways, I'm going to break his legs when he gets back. So made a public physical threat of violence. So either he's really stupid, which obviously, yeah, that's duh. Or, yeah, it could be a storyline being, you know, because who puts in print, in writing, in tweets, like, physical threats of, like, you're just stupid. You're just asking for a restraining order or to be blocked from Twitter. Or
well, shout out to Amy, the listener,
yeah,
Amy, who's in the Facebook group, because she reported him to Twitter for violence.
Yes.
So, yay, Amy.
Yes.
We all should. If he doesn't get suspended, then how is it fair to other people that have?
True.
No. Anyways, so we'll see. But obviously that shows, well, that's why Tuesday could be very interesting at See You Next Tuesday. We shall see. Hopefully they'll be filming. I know he's gone all weekend, different gigs, but they were, as Holly confirmed, filming at Vanderpump Dogs on Saturday. So they should be. So I think things will kick off on Tuesday. I don't think they're filming this weekend because Brittany is going to North Carolina to be a celebrity judge on the International Hooters pageant. That's on Saturday in Charlotte. Yeah, I looked it up. Here, it's so funny. First of all, the celebrity judges, I didn't know one single name. And then they had VIP tickets. It was like a VIP, so two seats, a meet and greet with every, like all 80 contestants, the celebrity judges, two tickets to some like NASCAR event, and a meet and greet at the NASCAR event, and I'm like, all for $99. And then they're like, if you're not into the VIP, you can still go general admission, and that's free.
Oh,
like,
God.
Oh, wow.
Way to go, Brittany. You're a judge at a free pageant.
Oh, wow.
So that made me laugh.
Yeah. But, I think she's like so excited just to be included in the brand of Hooters. You know, I think that's her like ultimate.
Well, sure is something to be proud of. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Her mama done be proud.
Holly talked to her mama this weekend.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
What did you say?
Oh my gosh, it was so embarrassing. So I went to Vanderpump. What is it called? Dog Day Festival? Festival of Dogs? I don't know.
Let's not say the title to give it any kind of airtime.
Oh my gosh. First of all, like I have never seen so many dogs in my life. Like it was insane. Like it was like doggy heaven. Like it was people. They were carrying their dogs in bags. Like it was an all out like scene. There was thousands and thousands of people there. Like it was really, really packed. I had to park super far away. So I was trying to just like, you know, I was there by myself. I was feeling awkward and I thought, okay, I just want to see what's going on and then I'm going to go home. And so I was walking around and the first person I see is Jax and he is hiding in like the VIP tent area. And he is trying, like, people are asking him for pictures, and he's being nice, but you can tell he's annoyed. And then I saw Brittany, and...
Oh, wait, he loves taking pictures with fans. He lives for it. He just said that.
Yeah, he does. But, yeah, he was definitely hiding and using that tent as his shield. I got there, I think it started at 11, I got there at about 1:30, so to give them all a break, maybe they were all just pictured out. The other really funny thing that I thought was, that made me like LOL a little bit, was they all had to carry around buckets, and I think this has been filmed before, but they carry around these buckets where if you do take a photo, you're supposed to donate to Vanderpump Dogs, you know, and give them, you know, throw them a dollar or whatever, like full on like Hollywood Boulevard. And Schwartz was carrying a bucket. Like, I don't think there was anything in it, but Ken's bucket was overflowing. Like he must've asked everyone for money because $10 bills were coming out 20. Like they were like falling on the ground. His bucket was overflowing, but none of the cast members had anything in their buckets. So none of the fans were tipping at all. So I'm walking around and I see the Vanderpump Dogs tents. And so I kind of like crept behind the tents. And that's when I noticed that they were filming and they were filming at this little dog park that's like gated off. So they were away from everybody in the corner. And as I was walking back there, I saw Sherry, and which is Brittany's mom. You guys, she was so glammed out. She's actually wearing the same exact outfit that she was... that they took a picture of her at Villa Blanca, same outfit. Like she was wearing like the tank top with like the little choker. I mean, so tan, like she must have spray tanned, like Dancing with the Stars style. And, I mean, she just looked like a star. It was crazy. So she was like totally tall and like coming towards me and I'm like, okay, I have to say something. So I'm like, hi, Sherry. I'm a huge fan. So I'm like, I'm a huge fan. I really enjoyed your Kentucky show. And she's like, oh, well, thank you so much. And it was like this really awkward like standoff. And I was like, do I shake her hand or like, what do I do now? Like, we both didn't know what to do. So I took my arm and I like hugged her waist. And then she like came in and like gave me like a little half hug. It was so awkward. And I was like, why did I just grab her waist? It was so creepy. And the only thing that like I think helped me get away with it is I was pregnant and like my stomach's out and everything. So I think she was like, oh, poor little fangirl. But it was super awkward. And then she's like, I'm looking for Brittany. And I was like, oh, she's over here filming. And so like we walked over to the area together and then some other girls took some pictures with her. But I was like, oh, great. So that was my encounter with Sherry. And it was magical and embarrassing.
Did you talk to anyone else?
No, because they were like full on filming the entire time. So T. Sandy, Ariana, Schwartz, Katie were filming the entire time. And then everyone else I just kind of like saw in passing. But I mean, they were like the crew was on them the whole time. Like the producers were all around me. Like it was crazy. And, you know, people might say that I'm a stalkerish fan, but dude, that entire place was there stalking them. Everyone had their phone up. Like they couldn't even move anywhere without just like at least 100 people swarming them. Like it was crazy. Like I was the most mellow person there. It was.
You said it started at 11. You got there at 1:30. I would have been there like at 8.
Yeah. Yeah, we were having like a garage sale. And so I'm like, okay, Chad, can I like go to West Hollywood now? And so I like had to like sneak out of there. But I knew that Stassi was going, was doing her little appearance at 1. So I thought, okay, I'll get there. You know, traffic, it was like, it took me like an hour and 45 minutes or something to get there. And so by the time I parked, I could hear Stassi announcing, but I missed her. So I don't know. I think she was like there for like 30 minutes is all or something. I don't know.
Yeah, someone else posted that they saw her come and go and she was like out of there in 20 minutes. But that makes sense to me because if you guys were following them on Instagram, her and Katie were staying up all night for the royal wedding. They both fell asleep, but then they both like woke up and started drinking. So literally their stories were at 10 a.m. and Katie was slurring. They were all still drinking. It was like Bo, Stassi, her friend Alex, and Katie. And Katie was that, she was kind of like rage storying. She was like, yo, I'm just trying to have some fun. I don't think I'm a princess, but yeah, like she was just going off. It was very entertaining because some of you guys know, but others that don't follow on social media, Katie had posted a picture of herself, a layout of herself, and then Meghan Markle, and said, oh, we think alike. And she's like, hashtag, yes, I think I'm goals. And so she was basically saying Meghan Markle was inspired by Katie's wedding look. So everyone was on there like, you're nothing like Meghan Markle. And so people were getting mean, and she got all drunk and angry and started messaging back. And then they did a live story. But I noted the time because I'm the same time zone as them. And I was watching. I was like, ooh, it's dog day today. I know they have to go because Stassi had that advertisement for it. I'm like, they're going to go drunk. So that makes sense why they were there not very long.
Yeah. And did you notice her shirt had a blender on it? Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, the shirt that Katie had on, I'm pretty sure it was a blender. Like a mixer, rather. Like what are those? Like the mixers, the hand mixers, like the little two pieces.
With the.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
The things you lick off. Beaters.
Yes, those. Yeah.
Beaters.
That's funny.
Been a while since we all baked a cake, has it?
I don't cook. I don't bake.
Oh my gosh.
Did you see those stories, Heather?
Yes, I did.
Now, wasn't there another story? Oh, go ahead. Wasn't there another story? I miss this one of James and Raquel. I know he was up at her graduation this weekend, but
yes, there was something that I didn't catch. Somebody posted that they heard one of her family members refer to him as her husband.
I saw that one. I saw that. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
you did?
Yeah. So they were like having like a celebratory dinner or something. And one of the family members can be heard like clearly saying in the background, oh, wow, Raquel, your husband is so funny, or he's so, so, like, basically, but she said, your husband is so whatever, and it's muffled, but it's clear. So that was
gone
weird.
By the time I went to see it. Shit.
Me too.
It's posted in the group. I think someone posted it. I'll try to, like, repost it or something. I think it's in there, though.
Oh, because I saw, like, a still of it. It wasn't like a video. It was just like a screenshot.
I think someone put it in the comments of that post.
Oh, I'll have to find it.
Yeah.
I saw the one where it was on Raquel's. I saw the one where he was calling her Bubba, and that grossed me out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was gross.
We have way too many Bubbas going on. Because now, like, Dorit and PK call each other Bubba, Katie and Tom, and now Lala calling her Bottle Bubba. It's like, stop.
Oh, yeah. But somebody in the Facebook group pointed out that in England, Bubba is like a term of endearment.
But you know that's not where Katie and Tom came up with it.
Oh, no, not at all. But at least it makes up for PK and Dorit. And,
totally.
You know.
Yes. Yes. Yes, you're right, Heather.
Okay, let's jump into the episode. So we kind of just covered the Jax and James friendship question and what's going on there. And then Andy kind of throws it to Lala, and he's like, Lala, you know, are you concerned about what you've seen? And she's like, we've all watched the same show. This was awkward. Basically, Andy, like, pointed to Lala to call out, like, the awkwardness between James and Kristen. I don't know. I just thought that was weird. And then my notes are a little jumbled here, but what happened then? It was like they were talking about what are they saying here? I have written down.
She's saying it's messed up because, you know, they became friends, and then Jack says that James and Kristen banged. How can you go through so many seasons hating somebody and then all of a sudden be bros?
Yeah,
and then
she's like,
well,
she saw it
the
coming.
Same thing. You guys used to hate each other and now you're all friends. And she tried to actually make it sound like, oh no, Stassi only planned an event for me and that was it.
Okay.
And then at least like.
It is like, no, that's the new theme. That should be the theme of the season. Because last week was all, it's the same thing. Like James was like, same thing, same thing. And this Sheena is like, it's the same thing. Because it really, I mean, it is.
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised that Lala was trying to make that point. Like, did she not think that was going to come back to her?
Yeah, I thought she was crazy. How does she not think that was going to be turned around to her? It's the same thing. I think hers is worse than a
way. Yeah. And then I felt like she almost like tried to act like her and Stassi weren't friends. She's like, what? Like the girl planned a party for me. It's nothing more than that. And then like Lisa
and
everyone
Lisa.
Had to call out and they're like, no, dude, like you guys are friends. And she's like, no, I know. But
yeah,
that was weird.
Well, that is classic Lala though. She'll say something that, on surface, I was like, oh, that makes sense. So that's very forward thinking. And then she says something that's the complete opposite of that. So it is very Lala. I think she just, words just come out of her mouth and she doesn't think about how they're hypocritical, you know?
Yes.
Like women stand together, but then she calls Katie a Teletubby, you know? It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Granted, different seasons, but.
She has learned since then. Come on, she's
right.
Grown. She doesn't
really
do that now.
Your character changes that much in 9 months.
Now, what did you guys think about when Stassi kind of got put in the hot seat for being a quote unquote event planner for this season?
Oh my God, I died.
I died
the looks
too.
Between Sheena and Sandoval. Oh my God, I was dying, stamping my feet the way they were looking at each other.
I mean, it was like a solid like 6 shots of going back to forth on their faces, and they are just like smirking up a storm and like freaking out.
Yeah, Sandoval. Go ahead.
Do you think that was? I'm sorry, I keep interrupting. Do you think that was because they wanted so badly to call out that her title was bullshit, and then it was just for the show storyline?
Probably, because like, why didn't they call Katie out for being an assistant or anything? Because she still had to be a waitress. So I think Sandoval's just like, oh, she should have had to be a waitress. Like, Lala's still a hostess. I mean, that's a valid point. But it was probably that. And the fact that, you know, she was supposedly in charge, at least for an event.
And then did Lisa try to say, like, when they brought up that, when T. Sandy brought up that Lala is still a hostess, she tried to say, like, because that's what she wants to be?
Yeah, that's what she wants.
No, yeah, but Stassi herself, she couldn't even say it. She's like, I just want to be a boss bitch. And then she literally says, I just want to, like, learn things. Like, just, okay, very specific. I want to be an event planner. I want to, like, learn things. Like,
I want to be
about event planning.
Yeah, I want to be, like, well-rounded.
I love when Lala says about Stassi, this chick shows up an hour before I ask her to, and I'm like, yeah, that's called a call time. Production told her to get there at that time.
Yeah. I don't like that. First, I don't know if it's only because it's what we've been talking about recently, but that event that Stassi planned for Lala is the only one that's standing out to me as anything that was like pretty decent. The other ones, I mean, I could
see. Or that she actually did on her own. The other ones Lisa did, basically.
Right. Because she had like one day's notice, like Guillermo's party or whatever. That was a joke.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like they could have called it out differently because they didn't get, even though it made Stassi uncomfortable, it didn't get the point across. Like, I don't think they got to say what they wanted to say. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah. It was weird that Sandoval was one of the ones that was like most upset about it.
Yeah, he was really mad.
So well, maybe he feels like it's taken too long for him to get an opportunity. Maybe he feels like, you know.
That's true.
It took him so long to get this, and who knows what's going to happen with it anyway.
And he's never, like, took off or abandoned Lisa or insulted Lisa. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's true.
Good perspective.
Yes.
So then Andy's like, James and Lala, was it really about the pasta? And he's like, yes. Anyways, I don't know. Lala tears up and then James like eye rolls and his head rolls. But she starts tearing up because they start talking about like when James called her man, fat old man, and she starts to lose it. And you can see Andy turn and he's like shocked. He's just looking at Lala like shocked that she's crying. And then she kind of turns away and storms off. And James is like, God, she's so dramatic. I can't even take it. Like, but you could tell, obviously, that was a real moment. She wasn't being dramatic. She was trying to hide from or not show her tears. But what'd you guys think of that?
Oh, my God. You're going to make fun of me, but I teared up watching it. I felt so bad for her.
Yeah. I mean, I felt bad for both of them because they did have a magical little friendship, you know?
I was I was thrown off by Lala's reaction, actually. I mean, I don't know that I would get like so emotional over someone saying mean things about my man. I mean, I don't know. I'm not understanding it right, but I was like was like Andy, I was shocked when she like went to reach for the tissue and then walked off. I didn't see that coming. Like I was like what's happening? Like it was shocking to me.
Yeah. She had turned away. She kind of like lost her words, then tears welled up, then she turned away from the camera. And then she grabbed that tissue and went up. I think it was because she was watching. James was like, yep, Ren's definitely watches the show. And she said, I think they were sitting there watching the show. And she was like, please don't air. So I think, imagine sitting with your boyfriend in that anticipation of like, he's just about to be humiliated on national TV. Like,
yes,
that would be really upsetting.
I have a question.
Yeah.
When she said, you know, that she was praying that the scene wouldn't air and that she had already told James if that does air, their friendship is going to be different.
Yeah.
Do you think that means that after Randall saw that, he not forbid her, but he suggested or said he would prefer if she wasn't friends with him anymore?
I mean, probably because they can't trust him and he's a liability and he doesn't want any public embarrassments because that could affect his roles.
See, that's why I thought she was crying more like mourning like the death of her friendship. I thought it was more that she was crying because she was so close to James and now she didn't have that anymore.
Yeah, that's definitely that's the feeling that I got too, that she was going to be like forbidden. She was not going to be allowed to hang out with him anymore. And that he would just be so mad, which I mean, I would be mad too. It's awful. So did James sneeze before or after Lala went off crying?
Oh, that was before.
Was that not like amazing? Like really, like they wanted to leave that in, a huge like sneeze with James like not covering his mouth. Like that was another like magical moment given to us by the editors. I love that.
I would have been bathing in the spit.
oh my gosh. Yeah. I don't know. Like I don't know if I'm not taking the show like serious enough, but every time a scene with James comes on where everyone is like jumping down his throat about that he should apologize or he's doing something wrong, and like the comebacks that he gives, they're so entertaining to me that like I can't even see straight. Like nothing else matters, like right or wrong doesn't matter. I'm just so entertained. Like if you guys listen to that podcast that we're referring to, where it's T, Sandy, James, and the host, I mean, James is hilarious on it. Like, he handles T. Sandy like a, I don't even know what. Like, he has funny comebacks. Like, I can't stop watching him just self-destruct. It's so entertaining.
I'm really getting a lot. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm really getting sick of Sandoval. Like, he talks down exactly, but I don't like the way he's always...
Well, he's schooling
him. What to do. Yeah, I
chimed in with Lisa. When Lisa was, like, schooling James, Sandoval kept chiming in with Lisa like he was the other boss. He's like, yeah, and then you did the...
It's like, I'm trying to help you. It's like, awesome
yeah.
with that.
Yeah, so just... Yeah, he comes off as... He does it throughout, actually, the whole... You know, he does it with everybody a little bit. He's kind of coming off as, like, yeah, father know-it-all, but... Yeah.
I don't, because I don't,
only,
I don't think
bothers
he's having like
because it's a Jane.
Yeah, but he's not, other than Tom, where does T. Sandy like stand in like the season, like of like what's going on? I feel like he's trying to insert himself in like the drama in, I think that like, that was like a season 5 thing where he was like James's friend and like, you know, he was like mentoring him, and I think he like wants that to carry over, but it seems like James is really pushing back on that. I don't know. That's what, like, remember when he was like, him and Ariana were like totally like trying to like steer him in the right direction, and they were friends with Lala and they were friends with James, and I don't know.
So then we have Lisa trying to like explain some things, but then Kristen pipes in. She's like, well, no, actually it's like when, you know, he hurts the ones he loves. And she's like, shut up, Kristen. She's like, okay, we have to do Ben and Ronnie. Seriously? She's like, yes, shut up. And she's like, ugh. And then like she storms off. So then Katie chases after Kristen. That's when I was like, Holly was looking down. I'm like, Holly, you got to rewatch this. That dress just gets worse and worse, because now we see the back of it. I'm like, not a fan of that dress.
What,
so she chased after Katie's.
Oh, Katie's.
When she chased after Kristen.
I have a question going back. When Lisa was kind of like referencing, like she's like, I just think that James needs to not ever drink again. Like he should not be near alcohol. And then she referenced... was that a chocolate that she referenced? What is that? What's a cherry?
Sherry trifle.
Yeah.
I think she means sherry, as in the like cooking liquor.
Okay.
Sherry wine. It's like a wine you would cook with, but sometimes people drink it. Like they would drink sherry in the 50s or the 1800s. But I think she meant like a chocolate covered truffle. Sometimes you have the liqueur inside.
That's okay. That's what I pictured, like a chocolate covered cherry, like those like ghetto ones, Bailey. Like and, like from like CVS, like.
Oh yeah, well if you go to like C's or one of those like kind of places, they have like a Bailey's truffle or like you know, or Kahlua truffle.
Yeah. Okay.
Share. I think that's what she means. So okay. Is that what you got, Heather? A trifle?
I don't even know. God, I watched it twice and I missed that somehow.
Oh.
What did she?
That was very important. How could you miss that?
I know. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Wait, what did she say?
She was like, he shouldn't even sniff a sherry truffle. How'd she say it, Sarah?
I think she said trifle.
Trifle. Yeah, that's how I wrote it. T-R-I-F-L-E.
I think trifles are usually like kind of a pastry type dessert, but who knows? There's probably different versions and descriptions.
Post it in the Facebook group, people. I need to know what this is. and then, sorry, just one more thing, Sarah. And then when Lala gets up to storm out, I'm obsessed with knowing, like, who Paul is. She's like, don't follow me, Paul. Like, I want to know, who is Paul? And obviously, it's probably a camera guy, right? So she's like, don't follow me.
Yes, but I'm so glad you're bringing this up, because I was like, oh, my God, is Paul there?
That's what I thought, too. I'm like, I was, like, trying to listen for his gold chains, like, clanking together.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but he was at Vanderpump Dog Day, wasn't he?
Yes.
And let me interrupt you for a minute. Yes, an English sherry trifle is a traditional, I guess it's like a traditional English dessert. I've got it up on the computer right now. So, yeah, it's a sponge cake. It's a way to use leftover stale sponge cake.
Oh.
Yeah. Soak it with fruit juice or sherry.
Yeah, you guys know, okay. Like, if you go to Albertsons or the grocery store, whatever you have, you know, if you go in the cake section and there'll be those little parfaits, like a strawberry shortcake parfait or a chocolate mousse chocolate cake parfait. Do you know what I'm talking about, Holly?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it looks like
that's like a trifle.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I thought it was called a truffle.
I had never heard of that.
No, a truffle is a truffle. Well, there's two different kinds of truffles, chocolate truffle or mushroom truffle. But I thought she might have meant that too, like a truffle, you know, with the chocolate with the filling in the middle.
Yes.
But yeah, anyways.
Okay. Well, so back to Kristen being told to shut up. That was iconic. And her do seriously again, Sarah.
Seriously?
Just her body language. Like when she stands, like, I don't know how she makes her entire like upper body go limp. And then like she stands up with like a limp upper body. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It's like so zombie like.
Yeah. Like the shoulder shrug.
She tweeted about that too tonight after the show or while it was airing.
Oh, she did?
Tweeted and how much she hates being told to shut up. Yeah. I can't exactly remember what she said, but.
Yeah, because before Lisa did it, James had done it, and that's when she eye rolled and did a full head roll and was annoyed. So I think when Lisa did it, she was like, that's it, and fine, why am I even here? Like, everyone just keeps telling me to shut up. So I kind of get her point, you know?
Oh, yeah, she says she's really sensitive to shut up. It's so crass, and she has, like, a gif of herself posted. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, I was like heartbroken for her when she was told to shut up by Lisa, because I just feel like it just sums up like the entire season. We haven't seen a lot of her. She obviously hasn't made up with Lisa to the point to where she can get more airtime or whatever's going on. Like, there's obviously still an issue there. And I felt like the storm off thing and her whole attitude was it was like all of that wrapped into one.
Yeah.
I really have a feeling that when TomTom does open, that Kristen and Jax are both going to end up working there somehow.
They kind of confirmed later that Jax probably will be. And he confirmed that he is not working at Sir.
Yeah, that was a shock. I didn't think they were going to let us know that.
That was a shock.
Yeah, but he's still always there.
Yeah.
And that's a thing I saw after Vanderpump Dog Day. So Brittany takes her mom and her family to Villa Blanca, and then they all go to Sur for dinner. And I thought, if you're visiting LA, they go there every single time. Like,
I know.
Like, don't you want to see other things, or do you just like the attention from the fans that much? But come on, like, go to Santa Monica or go to Hollywood. Don't you want to try another restaurant? I don't know. Maybe go stargaze of your own. Go to the Ivy or Catch or whatever, you know.
I think they're just like so eager to get filmed and noticed. And I think that like that's exactly what they want.
Yeah. Must be.
Yeah.
And they went to Voda Spa today.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Posted a picture. Yeah, of her and Sherry. In like a little hot tub thing with like mud masks on their face. And yeah. I think Kristen went with them too, because somebody tweeted at Kristen, like, what? You went to Voda Spa without me or something like that. So Kristen must've been there with them.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say I didn't see it live with my own eyes, but watching Brittany on the Vanderpump Dog stage in that pageant, I could see her pageant like ways. Like she stood out to me like more than anyone. And Sarah, like Sarah and I were at the Huntington Beach Hyatt when we saw Brittany. She had been here in California for like 2 days, maybe even one day. Sarah, wouldn't you say that like from then to now, like she's like a totally different person in looks wise, everything.
Yeah, looks wise and
like her hair, her body, just everything. Like she's, I mean, I think now more than ever, we're seeing her like come into her own and like she is going to, you know, whether or not it works out with Jax, like I can just tell like she knows her spot now and she is going to own it. Like she really seems to be in a good spot right now.
Yeah. Well, at least she said that she's like, I know I can support myself and I know like, yeah, at least she knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her worth now. So everybody basically runs off, you know, after Kristen runs off, Lisa's schooling James. And so then he leaves. He's like, no, I'm going to apologize. I'm going to apologize. So then Ariana takes off. And again, she takes her shoes off. And I'm thinking, this is the second time. So this is a terrible advertisement for Louboutins that you can't even stand up. You have to take them off every time you stand up. I'm like, this is why I don't buy them besides the price. and the fact that I can't physically stand up either in them. So it's just, it makes me feel better that petite little pixie Ariana can't walk or stand in them either, because I thought maybe it's just me, but
that's doesn't true.
It? But while everyone's storming off.
Hello.
And I'm there. I didn't hear anything for a minute, but I hear you now.
Okay. Yeah. I hear you now too. Sarah, are you there? No, she's not.
Uh-oh.
Okay, let's pause for a second.
Okay.
I'll call you right back, Heather.
Okay.
And we're back.
Hello?
Okay,
we're
back. Okay, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. That was so weird.
You abandoned us, Sarah. You abandoned us.
Yeah. You went silent.
Sometimes Skype just drops like that. All I was saying was it was funny when everyone ran off. There was like two people left and they just pan over to Sheena and she's just like typing away on her phone.
Yeah, that was a
classic.
Yeah, it was.
Lisa goes to save Lala. She basically pushes Katie out of the bathroom. Just, I'll handle this. She's like, get out there and pull yourself together. Pull your bootstraps up or whatever.
And I felt like when Lisa kicked Katie out of the bathroom, she like centered herself to the camera and then like went in to comfort Lala. Like she was very much aware of that shot and like what she was going to do. It was like a real pro was coming in.
Yeah. And even when she asked Stassi to change seats with her, like I thought she was going to like go hug Lala or like rub her back and be like, it's okay, darling. But instead she's like, listen, pull it together. Don't let them see you cry. Like it was almost like bully support. Like,
you know who it, it reminded me of? Abby Lee Miller.
Yeah. Yes. Save it. You're too old to cry at 5.
Yeah. Save the tears for your pillow.
Yeah. Good one.
Dance Mom reference. Okay. I also made a note that Lala really just like needed her Baba in that moment. Okay.
Or a dick.
Yeah. So everyone comes back out, and rather than just like moving on, Andy has to go right back in and be like, so why'd you leave, Lala? And she's like, oh, Andy, like, why'd you have to ask me that right now?
Oh, she said, damn you.
How did she think he wasn't going to ask her?
Right?
Yeah.
Like, damn you, Andy, why you gotta ask this? But yeah, so then we kind of talked about this and how, like, I don't know, she was just praying for it not to air. She didn't want Randall to see it. And she, you know, she just thinks, you know, James says it because he's a hurt person. And then Lisa chimes in saying, well, I think it's because he's jealous and he still has feelings for you. And Sandoval's like, yeah, that. And, you know, like, you're hurt from the rejection, dude. Like, weighing in with his psychiatry on the matter. And then we have Jax's theory of like, I know what happened. He's just, it's like a little boy and a little girl. Like, you know, you tease. And I'm like, thanks, Jax. Is that from your new therapist, the one that doesn't ever say anything?
Did you see how satisfied he looked when he turned to Brittany for, you know, acknowledgement? And like when he saw that he got the reference right, he looked so happy about it.
Yes,
I saw that too. But I like how almost every single cast person was like able to weigh in on the situation. And then Kristen says like one more word and James is like, why does Kristen have to talk? And everyone's like, shut up, Kristen. Like everyone yells at her again.
It's like she has the most relevant knowledge in this area than anybody else, you know, like Lala can speak and then Kristen could weigh in like, Sandoval, Lisa, everybody, but her. It's not fair.
Yeah.
Anyway, she says if, you know, James, you know, promises never to do it again, she'll forgive him. And they kind of ended on a up note. He does say, what do you think if you weren't with your man that you would give James a shot or James would want a shot? And she did kind of back him up. She's like, no, he loves Raquel and I want them to succeed. And so, I mean, that was nice.
Yes. Oh, I just thought of something that we can talk to with Heather about because it kind of pertains to this scene a little bit. But Heather, tell everyone about what was going on with Kelsey. Like, did Kelsey tweet out or did she put on her Snapchat that she's been crying about all of the feedback that she's got from Vanderpump Rules?
Oh, that I don't know. I don't follow her.
Oh, okay. I thought
oh,
it was
damn.
In the group. So yeah, I think in the group someone posted you know, like justice for Kelsey or something, Kelsey the Reiki healer. And I guess what happened was on her Snapchat she said that like she has just like never dealt with like so much hate and
accusations.
It was
I really feel bad
I
for
saw
her.
It.
I
read it. You can see it. I think it's still up there on her Instagram.
It was sad,
yeah, because I don't even have Snapchat at all. But it is sad because people are acting like she's some like hussy going after him, and not only can it damage her professional reputation, but she didn't do that. They're placing all the blame on her, and it was Jax who was acting flirtatious. I don't think Jax said.
She's Michelle Obama's Reiki person. It's like, so it really could do some damage, and not to mention to her personal marriage. But I just can't still get over last week, Stassi and Brittany like blaming her.
I just I feel like if anyone has possibly like suffered from being on Vanderpump Rules, you know, like in their business or like socially, it's probably Kelsey versus Rob's Valletta, who keeps crying about it in like tons of interviews. You know, like that would be hurtful, especially when, maybe it was edited like horribly, like how her and Jax's relationship was. Like they made it seem weird, you know, but I don't think that she did anything wrong if she was only dealing with Jax. It's not her fault that we saw, you know, what was going on. Like, I don't know. It's just, when I saw that she felt like that, I felt really bad for, you know, saying anything.
Yeah,
of course. And she was only giving her opinions and saying to him what she said. She was going off on what he was telling her. It's not like she had a view of their relationship personally and what she thought. She was bouncing off everything he was giving her.
Yeah.
And I never heard her say, you need to end this. You need to break up with her. Like, I never heard those words.
No.
But
no, because he was saying he wasn't happy with himself. He needed to work on himself. She wasn't saying, oh, dump her. She was saying, you know, for yourself, if that's what you need to do. It wasn't like, oh, you know, break up with her. That's not how it was. And you know what this means. You guys need to reach out to her and have her on the podcast.
Yes.
Oh, I would love that.
Set the record straight.
Plus, like, I kind of like want some of the stuff out of her store. Like, I really want that bracelet and
oh my God, can I tell you, her she pops up on my Facebook feed constantly. I'm like, what is going on? Why is this constantly in my stuff?
You know, I think it's because someone posted it in like the sup group and I think I clicked on it and now I think like we just like get ads for it or something. It's crazy. Like,
it's excessive, isn't it? It's like that and the Regency from Housewives of New York. I get that. It's like every six spots on my Facebook feed are those ads.
That's funny. It's like creepy. I can't believe that it does that.
That's so scary. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, speaking of marketing and social media,
Oh, God.
Andy asked Jax what happened to his marketing hockey job. And, you know, he starts getting into it. But what I got out of this was when Andy's like, well, would you go to Florida without Brittany? And he goes, of course not. Of course not. And you think it's about, because I would never leave Brittany. I love her. But instead he says, I don't want to have to do that. And I don't have to start all over again. Like, oh, so it's not necessarily Brittany. It's just too much work and too much hassle to have to move without her. And then you have to date and like start a whole new relationship with somebody. It's like, I just took that as, I don't know how I would, if I would like that as his response. Like, I'm not going to leave her because I don't have to start all over again. Like, I don't know. I just, maybe I'm a chick just taking it the wrong way. What do you guys think?
I took it differently.
Okay.
I just thought when he said about starting over again, I thought that was about not exactly that. Because I know Lisa called him out. He said he wouldn't have left without
her.
Right. I think he would have. I think it's full of crap he would have. And Lisa called him out and said, no, because now how you feel about Brittany is very different to how you felt better then. So you would have left without her. I thought when he said that he wouldn't want to have to start over again, I thought he meant job-wise, not relationship-wise.
Okay. Yeah, and I took it as everything-wise. Like, I thought that he, because he mentioned that he was scared, and I think that there's no way in hell he would go there alone and have no friends. Like, he considers friends, Brittany, job, and that's what he considers, like, starting over. Like, he's not going to start from scratch. So, yeah, I don't know. I could definitely see how that could be hurtful to Brittany for him to say that. But, yeah, I think it was, like, more than that. I think he was saying, you know, everything he doesn't want to start over with.
Yeah.
And the fact that she, the fact that he said that he never ever thought of Brittany first, like he never thought of her, that he didn't listen to her for months. How can she be with him now hearing him say these things about her?
I don't
know. It just blows my damn mind.
I don't know. Yeah. And then like, and just going back to the whole that he's mad that James brought up the whole Faith thing. It's like, what about like, let's not even talk about this season of Vanderpump Rules. Let's talk about Jackson Brittany Take Kentucky when he said that she was overweight and lazy and slept in late and like all of these horrible things that he said.
100, lost her spark.
Yeah, lost her
exactly.
spark. Like that would totally make her cry. But James saying like, oh, Jackson Faith, like that made her like run out of the restaurant. Like it's just,
yeah,
it's crazy.
And when he said to Jeff Lewis, when he said, oh, how could somebody do something like that to someone like Brittany? And it's like,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Weigh worse. Exactly.
Yes,
and
Jax,
also how he
please
said,
tell us.
Also, not to get back on like the social media stuff again, but when he said to Jeff Lewis that, you know, it had everything to do with him and himself at that time, it had nothing to do with Brittany, the cheating on her. I think he said on the reunion too. It's like, if it was all about you and yourself and nothing to do with Brittany, you wouldn't have had that conversation with Faith that she recorded,
right,
making fun of Brittany, saying you weren't attracted to her anymore, that she gained weight, you didn't want to have sex with her, whatever it was you said, you wouldn't have said all that. So I love how he's,
yep,
trying to say it had nothing to do with Brittany. It was all about working on himself. It's so full of shit.
Yes.
Somebody told me their friend has the recording. So I was like, please, 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 please.
Oh my God.
Like, tell them we will pay for it. Like,
I think that's illegal. So no, let's call.
Like, okay. I will. Vanderpump.
How did they get it?
At gmail.com.
Maybe they'll win a FabFitFun box.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll do a Kickstarter for it. No,
yeah.
Seriously. How'd they get it?
I don't know. I was just a quick DM and it went into my other box. So I didn't see it for a week, unfortunately. But then when I saw it, I was like, and then I haven't heard back.
On what platform? Because I want to check mine. On Twitter or Facebook?
Facebook.
Oh my gosh.
Because they probably hadn't joined the group, but I think it was Facebook. No, I'm checking.
Like, okay, we don't even need to hear it. Can you just send us a transcript of it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, exactly.
That's a good idea.
Well, because I would not play it because I'm not going to get
peaceful
sued.
Reasons, yeah.
If the show's not, I'm not. But yeah, I will. I'll look again, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
I would call each one of our fans and play it for them. like so I you know, so we wouldn't do it on the podcast. I would like cell phone each one of our listeners and say, here you go, you can listen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I regret.
It was Twitter, by the way. Sorry. It was
Twitter. Oh, okay, cool.
I regret not asking, not that she would have told me, but I wish I had thought to ask Ariana a little bit of like info about what was on the recording when I met her. Like I was so, yeah. You know, like, ah,
I feel like she would give something.
You know, just like a confirmation.
An overall feeling. Yeah, and, yeah. As much as they said on the show, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
So then
Andy asks Jax, like, so Jax, like, you know, you haven't been listening to Britney and what's been going on. Do you now know what her passion in life is, what her ultimate career goal is? And it's like silence.
That's funny.
And once again, it like flashed to T. Sandy and I think Sheena a couple times. And so he's like, yeah, I think, like, she wants to help children in, like, hospitals.
Yeah, he's like, helping children. And then, special needs. I got it. It was like a game show. Like, I got it. Special needs. Like, game of charades.
Yes.
And then totally she looked so proud. Like they had rehearsed. Okay, Jax, one more time. Like, they rehearsed it. And she just looked like a proud mother, like, at her kids' kindergarten Christmas pageant, like, you did it.
And then
they asked about if the job was real or not, and he's like, ask Brittany, she's heard me. She's like, well, I mean, I've heard you on the phone talking about it. Like, that could have been a staged phone call. That could have been like no one on the other end. She's like, yeah, I mean, that's all.
She's like, you heard it on the phone. Like, was she on the other end listening in? How would she have heard it?
Yeah. And doesn't he usually, like, make Brittany, like, step out of the room when he's, like, on an important call? He's like, Brittany, take the dogs for a walk.
Just with Kelsey.
Only with Kelsey, yeah.
So, yeah, and then Stassi's, like, you know, basically, who would believe him? He's the boy that cried woof. He's, like, you know, she's like, you just wanted sympathy. You wanted people to say, don't go, we'll miss you, instead of, you know, all of us telling you what a piece of shit you were. And he was, like, losing his mind. But that was kind of interesting how they were going at it about it. She was weighing in. What'd you guys think?
Yeah, I thought it was aggressive how she, like, literally pointed her finger at T. Sandy and was like, I thought the most amusing part was that you guys believed it. Like, and she pointed at him and you could see him, like, he, like, even, like, moved, like, backwards a little bit. He's like, ugh, like, and he didn't say anything in response. But, yeah, I thought that was funny and aggressive that she said it that way.
Yeah. And I like that Tom pointed out that probably subconsciously Jax with the job, it had to do with the fact that they're moving on, you know, with Tom.
Yes. Oh, it definitely was. I mean, that was like so obvious. Poor Jaxie boy's getting left behind.
Yeah. I mean, he won't admit that, but you know.
Yeah.
Will be interesting to then see who stays at Sir, because Lisa's going to be a little irritated if everyone moves over to, or Guillermo would be, or should be irritated if all the tourists start moving over to TomTom. But
well, she has trusty Peter over there to round it up.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Peter, he looked good at the end when he brought out the pasta shop.
He did. He did look good.
Finally had normal hair and it wasn't greasy. It wasn't too long, not too short.
Okay, wait, I have a Peter question. So what was it? Has Peter's been doing cameos? What was the big one that he did? Did he do one where he was like acting something out? I never turned the sound on, so I didn't get to see it.
You talking about the sex one?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Somebody, it was their wedding anniversary. I forget how many years. And he was giving them advice on how to keep the spice going in the relationship.
And was it funny? Was it good?
It was graphic.
Oh my God. It was graphic. Yeah. He was talking about how he loves to go down on ladies. He was telling the guy. Yeah. Oh, what is it? Oh, pray at the altar. Yeah. That's what it was. Pray at the altar. That's his euphemism for it. And what else? Oh, and he loves to use toys.
Oh,
that, like,
my God.
Yeah. So now next time you go to Sir, you see him there, just picture him with a freaking dildo in his hand.
Oh my God.
Or maybe just bring him one, Holly.
Yeah.
And it was like the way he was like smizing and stuff as he was saying it, doing the cameo. It was, you know.
He was doing that like Don Juan, like, am I tempting you now?
Some people were commenting saying like, you know, as they were watching it, like they had an orgasm or whatever.
Oh my God. But he also confessed he's never been in a relationship more than a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that was interesting. Yeah. That is interesting. How old is Peter?
Younger than you would think.
Like
he's
like 20.
33. No, like 33. Because I thought he was like 37, 38, like up there with the rest of the guys. But he was younger than that.
Look it up?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm interested. And then I thought it was interesting that that Schwartz called
up. He's
33. 33, wow.
Oh, his birthday's coming up. June 14th, 1984.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of birthdays, happy birthday, Jeremy. Not that you listen, but, you know.
Yeah.
In case anybody from the Vanderpump universe is listening, pass it along.
Happy birthday to Jeremy.
They had a karaoke party, so he heard a little bit of Ariana singing happy birthday to him.
And then she
sang the Alanis Morissette song. But it wasn't enough to really hear her. I wish we could hear her. I heard her one time in one of her stories. It was like, 8 seconds? And Jeremy said she has an amazing voice. And she did when I heard her in the bathroom with, I think she was with Logan and Jesse or something.
Like it was like Christina Aguilera-esque, right? Like she was going really high.
Yeah. I mean, it was better than Lala or Sheena. So I don't know why she hasn't been showcased, but must just be like nerves or shyness.
Better than Lala or Sheena. Are you sure about that, Sarah?
Definitely better than Lala. I'm not sure about Sheena, though. They might be neck and neck.
And fun fact, that Alanis Morissette song, that's like her go-to karaoke song.
Okay.
Nice.
Because Ben and Ronnie have been out karaokeing like at the same place as them on more than one occasion. And she always does that song.
Sarah, we have to do that. We've got to just go up there one night and go hear them. That would be so fun.
For sure.
Plus, Sarah is really, really, really good at karaoke and could go up there and I could cheer.
No, no, I'm not. But I would still do it.
No, just 'cause you are.
It's fun. No. All right.
Anyways.
Finale party. And he's like, so the finale party with Patrick, and, you know, Lisa kind of goes into how he was so rude and so many different levels. And everything we said about Stassi was right, that she was drunk and on Xanax. And that explains it.
So now, when was the reunion was filmed in March, right?
Yeah. Mid to end.
And so had they just seen the finale and then they had to do the reunion? Like, was it very close? Like, why did she say she didn't sleep the night before? Did you guys catch that when she said that?
The night before the finale or the night before the reunion?
Before the reunion, I'm sorry.
Like, oh. I'm just saying, she like, was, like, did stressed that... about the reunion.
Oh, okay. I thought, like, maybe she just saw that episode and then she was like, oh, no, now I have to talk about this or something.
Well, she did. They sent the whole season before they filmed the reunion, like, the week before. They're like, okay, you got to watch all of them now.
Okay.
So I think the answer is both.
Okay, got it. Yeah, because I was like, oh, like, that would be horrible if she had just seen it and was like, oh, no. Like, you couldn't even I wouldn't be able to game play on the night before. I'd be horrified.
Yeah, she's probably just laying there having it run through her head like, oh, my God, how are they going to come at me? What am I going to say?
Now, I wonder if she wasn't with Bo, if she was still single Stassi as she intended to be for a year, the way Sheena's going to be now. I wonder if she would still be standing by Patrick's side on this. Or...
I would have to say yes, because she did for months after, when a lot of fans were questioning her about things. She stood by him and she stood hard. So I have to believe that she maybe would still have her head in the clouds and not see what she sees now. So, I mean, I think she's lucky. I think she's really lucky that she met Bo. And
because didn't they even have a thing like after her Me Too scandal? Wasn't that November? And
he posted defending her.
Yeah. So I think she still would have been standing, and she had just started dating Bo then. So it probably wasn't out there and known. So I think she'd still be, no, don't, you guys, he's a good guy. But now she's, yeah, moved past that.
Like, even if she wasn't with Bo, I think she would see him differently now just from seeing the show. Because like Lisa said, being on a reality show is like having a mirror.
Yeah. I mean, I think she didn't even
the relationship, and then she would have thought that.
Yes, and she didn't even try. Like, there was, she didn't even try to say, you know what, I can't believe he did that, but he's not that type of person. I don't know what. Like, she didn't even try to defend him. Thank God. But
yeah, she could have said, oh, I can't believe it came off that way after editing or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. I mean, she just let him hang.
I wonder
like what is going on with Patrick and what his family thinks about what they saw, or like even like his major fans. Like it sounded like in some of like the groups and Twitter and stuff that some of his diehard fans from back in the day were even appalled by what he did.
I wonder what Taylor Stricker thinks of him now.
Oh, I would love to have her weigh in on what on that scene, you know,
because honestly, I don't have time to listen to her podcast. Like I have so many, you know.
Yeah.
I wonder if she ever said anything about it. Did you guys count like on your fingers through the montage of all the times he commented on Lisa's ass?
Oh my God. I was thinking we should list
I actually did. I was like keeping track. I was like, oh, it was four.
And he said it like he tried to like rearrange his joke those four times because he said it differently every time. And it was bad every single time.
Yeah. He kept trying to make it work and he kept digging the hole deeper. But it wasn't even just the ass. Then he'd pepper it with girl, you know?
Yeah. Because like, I feel like it was like, it was kind of original to compliment Lisa on her butt, you know, like that. It could have been like if he was really like, let's say that Stassi was like still in love with him and he was trying to impress Lisa, like he could have done it in like a different, he could have said something like, wow, I don't know how he could have done it
even
better.
If he had left it at, oh, I enjoyed, she's like, well, I just waved and then I walked away, and he could have said, well, I enjoyed watching you walk away. Like it would have been crude, but just leave it at that. But no, he kept doubling down and going in harder.
Yes. And then when he would attack her for like anything that she was saying, and just his whole attitude was just so dismissive and so like,
demeaning.
Like he was on his little pedestal looking down at everyone.
Yeah.
And there was his face that also helped.
Oh, dude.
So then Andy asked Sheena, you know, do you think you're as lost as Stassi was in your relationship, or who do you think was more lost? And he's like, or do you not watch the scenes? And she admits that she does not watch the other people's scenes. Schwartz is like, oh, that speaks volumes. And then she explained that she has, you know, 8 shows a week, and so I have no time. But I do think that, and I understand why she wouldn't. Like, I know Brittany said she doesn't watch those hard scenes, but she did say, like, she fast forwards to only her scenes. So if it was so hard, she's like, I don't want to watch, it was the hardest time, you know, or my relationship when, you know, now I'm having this terrible breakup. But then what, wouldn't you skip your scenes and watch everybody else's? Or I don't know.
You know what? Most of them have kind of been horrible to her this season. So
yeah,
if you were in her shoes, why would you want to watch these pricks?
That's true. It's kind of like reading the hater comments or reviews or trolls. Yeah, that's true. I know she basically, every time that anyone would ask her a question, you could see the tears in her eyes. Like she was ready to just lose it
really
any second.
And I'm sorry, but you can tell, I don't care how bad they deny it, they're jealous that she had that show in Vegas. You know, people can make fun of it as much as they want, say, oh, it's a small show, you know, it's ridiculous, doesn't mean anything. I'm sure, especially the ladies on the show, they're jealous.
That, and I think Sheena puts herself out there more than anyone, like, as far as it goes, like kind of like running in different like celebrity circles. I think that's also a thing that the other cast members are jealous about her. Like, I think she has a lot of relationships and a lot of connections with people. And I don't think that many of them are able to do that because I don't know if it's because they are not as outgoing as her, but I also see that being an issue. I feel like watch her and they're like mad about it even because they can't do it or something. I don't know.
Well, it's 'cause
I feel that.
Active and all the other, you know, like let's say the witches, we are, they're always saying how they like just to, they like to stay in, they like to be in bed by 10, they like to watch Friends together, or so I don't think they like to actually go out and, you know, it's a chore for them. They'll do it because they have to, whereas right. I think she likes it. And so she, you know, her hustle ends up, you know, getting her more connections and, right. and more jobs because she's out there trying. I mean, I would not like that because I can't do it. I want to be inside too, watching my shows or whatever. So I get both sides of it, but I think, you know, she hustles for it and she gets it because of that. The other girls, I think they just don't, you know, like your parents said in high school, she's smart. She just doesn't apply herself. So it's like, I think if these other girls applied themselves, they too would be getting other opportunities handed to them or offered.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of this, like definitely watching the reunion, each part of it. And then the very end scene when she's eating that pasta the way she was, I felt sad. Like I felt like she had no one to talk to. She was always like, she had, like, this time she had to look at her phone, just like I did at Vanderpump Dog Day, because you're like, you know, you're by yourself, you're trying to, like, comfort yourself. Like, it was a very sad scene, and I think that, you know, listening to her talk in some other interviews and stuff, it seems like she noticed that where she messed up this season and where she maybe, you know, didn't put everything into the relationships for the show. And so I hope that she maybe that things are going to change for her. I'm thinking that she's going to repair some relationships and hopefully we'll see a different Sheena, because this one was sad. I felt sorry for her, and she did come off super delusional, and, you know, and that's hard to sit through a reunion where everyone saw you like that. You know, she got a bad edit. I really think she did.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see what happens with Sheena.
So then we go on to Mexico, right? And that's when Andy asks about the baby bottle, and Lala's explaining, well, that's just, I looked up ways to help with anxiety. And she's like, you can put ice on your wrist or snap elastic on your wrist, or you can suck a dick. That helps with anxiety. I'm like, I have to disagree on that.
Wait,
I think
wait,
that
wait.
Creates a lot of anxiety.
That's what she said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I wrote down, oh my God, I wrote down the ice cube and the snapping the elastic, and then she said, or suck a dick?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my. Gonna counter on that, Lala. I don't know. So, yeah.
She's, I want to know what website she found that information on.
Oh, we should tweet her and ask her. Oh. please send the link.
She said she's done lots of research on it.
Oh my God, every man's going to look that up and print it out for their wives every time. He's like, not now, honey, I'm stressed. He's like, well, see, this helps with stress. Yes. Oh, Lala, you just fucked every woman over.
Seriously.
He's a lot.
And then what about when Ariana, like, sipped from T. Sandy's flask? Like, during this, she's all, and she, like, takes a chug. That was funny.
I liked when they were all talking about kids, like, who wants these, everyone to have, the Bubbas have babies, and they're like, yeah, yeah, and then Jax is like, I think we should all have babies together, and everyone's like, yeah, and then they panned out Ariana, and, like, her face, just the instant natural cringe.
That was great.
Yes.
Oh, my God, it is. Jax, you are in high school, you know, it's like that. The pregnancy pact on Lifetime. It's like, of course. It's like, let's all do it together, guys. That way we never have to grow up. It's like,
What? Who do you guys think will be the first one to have a like, what's going to be the... Brittany?
Yes. As horrible as I think, you know, oh, I don't want that to happen, but I think that she will.
Well, they don't use birth control. And remember Lisa said she wants to buy them some?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but to me, Jack seems like the kind of guy that would refuse to wear a condom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, totally.
And Brittany wouldn't. If he insisted, like, she'd be on the pill, she'd be the girl that, like, just throws him away and pretends she's on the pill, but she skips him, you know?
Also, doesn't drinking alcohol affect the effectiveness of the pill? Or was that only, like, 25, 30 years ago? Has that changed?
I don't know.
I remember a long time ago, I could have sworn.
It's about the last time I was on the pill, so I wouldn't I wouldn't have current relevant knowledge. Yeah, so. So those of you on the Facebook group that asked everyone's ages, now you know. So, yeah. Anyways, Kristen snaps at, oh, yeah, then Kristen kind of snaps at Sheena. She's like, I know you think it's cute, but it's not professional about not watching the show. And that's when Sheena
looks irritated like me crying. Because why aren't they giving Jax crap for not watching the show?
Right. And Brittany said she didn't watch the episodes. She had, at least that's what she tweeted earlier in the season. She's like, I'm not going to watch it tonight, but I, you know, I'll be here commenting or whatever, you know? So, yeah.
I think they were doing a shout back to her saying on Watch What Happens Live that she hasn't watched the show and Andy being annoyed. And yeah. It just didn't make them look good as, like, you know, because it just made you question, like, well, does anyone watch the show?
Well, because Stassi has said in the past that she doesn't, she said she actually fast forwards to everything except Sheena's scenes. She said, yeah. Because she loves those. So who knows? But yeah, then Kristen just kind of addresses that the rumor, it's bullshit, you know, and Jax is like, well, James admitted it, you know, and the pillows are evidence. So, and then Sandoval thinks it's true too. He's like, you know, dude, when you're up that late, it's like, you're either going to be like, are we going to get food or are we going to fuck? It's like, okay. Oh, some, or maybe you'll pass out. Or maybe you'll just go to bed and take your makeup off. I'm like, there are other options.
For me personally, like when the sun comes up, it's like game over. Like I'm not in the mood to be doing any, you know, wedding. Like by 7:30, 8 o'clock, that's like, it's time to like head. Like who's going to go get food or F? Like I don't, for me, that's like not the time I'd want to be doing it. And I feel like Kristen wouldn't either.
Okay, I'm sorry. How the hell do you even stay up till 7 o'clock in the morning? That I don't know how you would do that.
Yeah. I think that's an Adderall thing.
Yeah, I've done it. And I've done it recently. And I've never taken Adderall.
When I was like 22, I did it. But yeah, there's no way in hell I could do it now.
You know how you do it, Heather, is when you decide to listen to a 3-hour podcast and then you're like, oh, shit, the sun's coming up. Oh, my God, my neighbors are going to think I'm such a freak.
The only way I stay up late is for you guys or to hang out with Ronnie and Ben.
Yes. I know. We're keeping poor Heather up so late. What time is it there, Heather?
No, okay, it's okay.
I'm on my last 12:21. Page.
12:21.
Okay.
And we already talked about the kid thing. So I'm on base and the Lisa contraception. So, I mean, they kind of what? The next thing is Annie asks about Jax's meltdown. Now, did you notice, Heather, that it looked like Jax is wearing black satin pants?
Oh, I don't look at Jax like from the waist down. No, I don't.
It was like they were satin. And then I noticed Tom Sandoval and James had like the same suit with the like the big squares.
You know, I passed by months and months ago, separates at Target in the men's department that looked like Sandoval's outfit. I'm not implying he bought it at Target. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just remembering fondly, like, hey, I saw that something like that at Target.
Yeah, that's awesome. I hope he did.
I just have to say that when they bring up this whole thing about Brittany and Adam again, and they asked Jax, like, why were you so insulted that this happened at your house? And he kind of goes into, like, why that's so disrespectful and everything. And it's like, I don't see how he can think he can speak on anything that's disrespectful when he has, like, fucked other girls, like, and we all know about it. I don't understand.
Right, the eyelashes, like the Brittany found the eyelashes at their apartment. Whose were those, Jax?
It's just funny. Like he's like a dog, you know, where it's like, don't come into my territory, but I can go everywhere else. Like it's gross.
Do you think that Brittany knows like the truth? Do you think she knows the story behind the eyelashes and if Jax has cheated other times and they made like a silent agreement?
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
I think
not to discuss it.
What do you think, Sarah?
Well, if she doesn't know, she definitely suspects, but she's just putting it out of her mind. Like, she's like, I'll think about that tomorrow, you know, kind of thing. Like Scarlett O'Hara.
I don't get how you could put that stuff out of your mind. I just don't.
No.
Okay, so then the next thing that they get into is Andy, like, asks her, you know, like, what was it that was, you know, like, it was, we saw, you know, what Jax did to you. And they kind of try to ask Jax why he did what he did. And he gives, like, such a stupid answer. He's like, I'd been thinking about it forever, for a really long time. And he's like, well, 2 days. Like,
2 days.
Dude.
Yeah. And she's like, that's not true, because that morning we were talking about plans for the future and plans for the day. So she's like, so you weren't thinking about it. And I'm like, that's a good point.
Okay, so here's...
I just think she's in denial. I think she just keeps saying stuff like that because she doesn't want everybody to know.
Yeah.
Here's my theory, and I don't know if this is right. Like, and I doubt we will ever get to know the truth. But do you guys think it's possible that that... in the scene where Jax dumps her or whatever, where they're sitting on the couch or the bed, wherever they were, do you think that possibly Brittany did not know what was going to happen in that scene and Jax sprang that on her? Like that he, like she did not think that she was going to be dumped on camera, and she was so pissed and so shocked that that's why that happened. Because why suddenly would she avoid him so hard? We all saw the social media break that they had. Like, they really seemed to split. Like, she was pissed. And I could only imagine that that could happen if he, like, called up the crew and was like, listen, I'm going to dump her. Film it. Here we go. And she honestly didn't know. And she was just like, you did me dirty. How could you do that? I don't know. I just have this feeling that possibly they didn't tell her. Like, remember on the Hills, like, we would find out that they would set people up and they would not know that something was going to happen. And they would, like, feel totally, you know...
Yeah, but also The Hills was like all produced and fake. I mean, that was totally. Oh yeah, but I don't think she saw that coming at all. No.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that that's why we saw like that such a strong reaction from her, because everything else we've seen, her reaction, she starts out strong, but then she kind of like goes back. This was the longest period of her being mad that we've seen.
And I have a question too. Okay, recently, I can't remember if it was on Twitter responding to some, oh, you guys wouldn't see that. I can't remember if Jax responded to somebody on Twitter or if he said it on Jeff Lewis. He made a comment about them being broken up, that they were only broken up for 2 days.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, I can still see some of his stuff, but it's, yeah, he said 3 days.
That?
Yeah. Or and he said
days?
It on, he said it on Jeff, I think 3 days.
He's full of shit. He's full
and
of
she
shit.
She just said, yeah, she said over a month.
He was talking about all the weeks. Yeah. I mean, we saw them on social media, not following each other for a couple of months. And
definitely.
She was talking about all the different weeks, the week she was at the hotel, and then the week she went to Kentucky, then she waited the week when he went here, and then she was with Sheena. So that was over a month, possibly, you know, two months.
She said it. She goes, I didn't talk to him for over a month, and then she listed out.
But why is he constantly rewriting history? What is he talking about?
And he tweeted all last summer. It's like, we're not broken up. It's 1 day. Yeah, he's doing Sheena math.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I just checked our Facebook group. If you guys haven't joined our Facebook group, you have to join it. It's called Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast. It's a closed group. You have to join it. But one of our listeners just posted that she was the first caller on Watch What Happens Live. So congratulations to
unfortunately,
Samantha.
They did not have, you would think on the last episode, they would have someone from VPR on Watch What Happens Live, but no, but still that's cool and impressive. So,
so good. Exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry for interrupting.
Yeah. No, I mean, that was it though. It was like, she laid out the timeline. So he's doing Sheena math, and you know, Andy asked the other women, what they thought about her taking Jax back. And Stassi basically said, she's like, yeah, we were all like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you know, but at some point you just gotta, you know, support her. And
then they brought up the having sex with her before he broke up with her. And Jax, like, is still defending it to the death that, like, it's totally fine what he did. And finally, Andy's like, it's kind of a mind fuck, don't you think? And he's like, okay, yeah, I guess.
And then, but then he's like, yeah, but I'm softer now. Like, everyone's like, yeah, since his dad died, he's softer. He's learned his lesson. And because I was like, God, not eye roll, like, not this again. And Andy kind of jumps in, finally does his job. And he's like, yeah, Jax, but you've said that before.
I love that.
He finally earned He wasn't as checked out as he is half the time, Andy.
I had another question. Did you guys, when Brittany was like kind of ranting about, she's like, after everything I did for you, Jax, the birthday party in Mexico, Hooters, the trampoline park. Did we see anything of the trampoline park?
No, we didn't. Social media, we did.
Maybe it'll be on Secrets Revealed.
Sure. I remember it because I remember Stassi being there. So that was posted on stories or posts.
Got it.
So, yeah. I don't know.
What did you guys think about when Andy brought up, you know, he's like, so what do you guys, you know, Brittany, what does it feel like to have everyone telling you that you shouldn't be with Jax, even Jennifer Lawrence?
Which is so great because she's from Kentucky. So it's like, yes, someone speaks your language. It's like, ugh. But I mean, you do feel for her there because she's like, I was already humiliated on national TV with the cheating and now this, like, that would suck. You know?
Yeah, I feel like when she was kind of, you know, we were supposed to be feeling sorry for her at this point. She's like, you know, I have women asking me, what am I doing and how could I do this? And it was so embarrassing and people are saying the meanest things possible to me. I felt like once again, like I just wanted to shake her and say, like, we're not saying mean things to you, Brittany. Everyone exactly. sees the good in you and we see the bad in Jax. And like, we're just asking you to see yourself. Like,
we're saying it out of concern.
Yeah. Yeah. And
you deserve better.
Yeah. I feel like she has that twist a little bit. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't know how I would deal with what she, you know, like, I'm sure it's very hard to make a decision to stay with Jax and then to deal with everybody's comments. Like, I'm sure people say it right to her face, you know, not even on social media. I'm sure that people have stuff to say, but I can't help but think she still isn't getting the fact that, like, she is better than Jax. And it's terrifying. Like, it's really scary.
Or that she can get better than Jax.
But even more than that, I would focus on not even that, oh, you deserve better. I'd be like, he's going to do it again.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
yes.
this is what he's always done. This is what he did before you. He's going to do it again.
And I can't help but feel like this, you know, how all of the women were like, he's so much softer now. And then Brittany goes on to her rant of saying, you know, he puts me first now and it's so great and this and that. And even on social media right now, like he's bringing like flowers to Brittany and her family. He's holding the baby. He's so happy to be doing all these things that, you know, deep down he probably doesn't like. It's like, I just feel like it's like the Hawaiian volcano just getting ready to erupt. Like it's, I hope that he has changed and I hope that everything's okay, but he can't continue this. There's no way.
No. And you know what? I mean, you never fully get over losing a parent, but like he's still in the beginning of his grief. Eventually, like a year from now, he's going to feel better. And he's going to slip back to his old ways.
Yes. Yeah. And, yeah. That's what I feel too.
Yeah.
You know, like it's horrible to say, you know, but it's, I don't see it lasting.
Yes.
I liked when Andy asked about his meltdown and Jax said, well, yeah, no, I was crazy. I went on an apology tour the next day. I apologized to the camera, the crew, the staff. And Lisa's like,
but not to Ken and Lisa.
Yeah. He's like, so what about me? She's like, he's like, well, they've all done so much for me. She's like, I've given you a job for years. Yeah. So that's crazy. Oh.
Yeah. And then what about like getting back to the whole, like, is Jax working at Sir thing? Andy kind of asks him that and he's like, yeah, you know, if Lisa needed like a shift picked up here or there, like I wouldn't mind covering. And Lisa's like, I don't think that we are that desperate. It's like you could really count on Jax. Like, hey, Jax, can you be here at 7 to bartend for a party? And he shows up at 8, you know, he doesn't care. I thought that was interesting, though.
And he's not even a good bartender. It's not even like he's a good bartender.
Oh, he's not going to be able to make... You saw the stories of Tom and Tom in the lab, as Sandoval calls it. Like, Jax can't make any of those drinks.
No, that's
Well, even at Sir, if like somebody wanted a drink where they had to muddle or anything, he didn't want to be bothered. He just wanted to do straight up, you know,
You know what they need is if they have, you know, sometimes bars will have a little satellite bar where it's just like beer only. He could maybe work that.
No, I feel like he could.
A little kiosk.
You know, like at like burlesque bars and stuff, like how the girls would like carry those little like suitcases on their chest around with like cigars in them.
Uh-huh. Or like the bullet. Oh,
you know, like
thing of shots.
Yeah, Jax could just like do like little things like that, like walk around with a little.
It's gonna be a shot boy.
Yeah, a shot boy.
Yeah, you know, like the machine gun arsenal of bullets with the shots in it, like in New Orleans. You've seen that, Heather. He could
do that. I don't hang around bars though, whatever. So yeah, no, I didn't.
I didn't know if you went to Bourbon Street when you were there.
I didn't go in anywhere. We walked down it, and the last time we were there, the only time we walked down Bourbon Street was at like 7 a.m. when there was nobody there, and they were cleaning up all the trash from the night before.
Exactly. That's why I tell everyone, because they'll stay on Bourbon. It's like, it sucks because everyone's partying till about 3, and then the hookers are fighting on the street with their pimps till about 4.
Oh my
and
God.
And then you just fall asleep, and then the street cleaners come, and you're like, ah, and trash trucks. You're like, I can't sleep. But yeah, no, you don't miss anything on bars on Bourbon. I mean, we didn't either. It was the last trip. It's fun, you know, even walking down Bourbon is annoying enough, but
what did you guys think about when Andy asked if Bo Stassi's new main squeeze is going to be on the show next season?
Oh, I 100% knew he was going to be. You could tell he'd be totally into it.
Yeah,
that's what Sarah and I were saying. Like, if anyone would be down, he seems like he is ready to bring it.
Oh, yeah.
So that will be something to look forward to. Sheena says that she's going to be staying single for the year.
I don't believe it.
I don't either. But that could, if she is able to do it, it could be an interesting storyline for her. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd like to see some awkward dates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll see. Okay, I was taking being single as like not dating. Like, just me, no dates.
Like, yeah. Not jumping into a relationship.
Mean, oh, okay. You mean single, not with a boyfriend. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I'd like to see her go on dates.
I mean, like right now she's in Hawaii. She's been in Hawaii for like 5 days with Robbie, he's her, you know, my best friend's wedding. Like, if we're not married in 10 years, we'll be each other's.
I'm going to say this. I would like to see them end up together.
Yeah.
I feel something brewing there for sure. I think that.
Because it's a couple's trip. Because they're there with that Janet girl that's like best friends with Sheena, Ariana, and Billy Lee, and Jeremy, and then her, and then a dude that she's with. So it's like, it's very couple-y. And also, I think they're on, they're on the North Shore. Well, there's nothing to do on the North Shore except for, you know, hook up. Because there's nowhere to go. There's like, you're stuck at the hotel. There's nothing else. Literally, the only other place to go to eat is like, maybe you'll get a food truck that sells shave ice on the side of the road. Yeah. Up there, it's like, I've seen up there several times, there's like nothing. So I think it's a romantical trip. We'll see. But we really enjoyed, you know, I think the best part of the whole show is the end of, you know, Sheena sucking that pasta.
Yeah, I really liked what Lisa said. Heather, you brought this up, how Lisa ended it with saying that she loves everyone, but a reality show really is like looking into a big mirror, and she hopes that everyone can grow from it. I liked this comment because I liked that she broke down that whatever they call it, was at the third wall or something. I liked that she admitted, like, they are on a reality show, and sometimes it's hard, like... I kind of appreciate that. Like, I would actually really like to hear, I would have liked to hear Jack say, the reason why I didn't move to Tampa is because I really like what I have going on here with the show. You know, like, I wish they could be like a little bit more, like, somehow they could let us know, like we're in the joke with that. I don't know. Like, it's getting a little strange to, like,
or just say, like, because Gushers probably isn't going to send me free candy if I'm an inexperienced, no degree social media person for a hockey team. Like, you know, or I'm not willing to not make 500 to a million a year because that's not what they're going to pay him.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Not even close.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's all I have.
I have too.
When we are eating the, or talking about the pasta scene, Holly stuck up for Sheena. She's like, well, I mean, I guess how else would you eat it? I'm like, I don't know, with your fingers? Like, Heather, would you have sucked it out of the shot or would you have picked up each penny individually?
I think Heather or somebody commented this.
Sheena, the way her nails, someone in the Facebook group said that she should have just like stabbed it with her talons.
Yes.
And eaten it like that.
She probably couldn't get it with her fingers. That's why she had to do that.
Yeah.
Lala was eating it with her fingers. So she should have just, dug in.
And yeah. Brittany was doing it like a shot, like she tipped the glass back and then, so the glass was like, it was in front of her mouth instead of the noodle being sucked through like Sheena.
What exactly was that? I'm not a pasta person. What was that? The sauce looked orange.
It looked like penne and some mayonnaise or something.
It looked like penne and like it looked a like vodka melted earwax sauce or something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Earwax. The sauce looked gross. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. Would it be that hard to get like one of those tiny miniature little spoons and then just have like a regular like little pasta? Oh, but yeah. That's funny you said how Brittany did it because I don't think her mouth knows what else to do with the shot glass other than throw the whole thing in her mouth.
And I'm sorry, but I feel like we had more creative ideas about the pasta. Like if they would have paid attention, they should have brought it to everyone out on like a mirrored like platter and just done like strings of angel hair pasta and had everyone, you know what I mean? Like, cause he said like read between the lines and like there could have been funnier pasta choices, but it was a good try.
I mean, though, look at the people working on this. Like, we have to deal with half of Andy's stupid games that aren't funny. So it's like, that made sense.
That's true.
And he didn't have to introduce himself every time they came back from a commercial break and say, welcome back to the reunion. Like, shut up.
You know what? That is so
You're
true.
Wasting time. You're wasting time.
That's right.
Show more.
That's right. Good point.
I hate that he does that on Watch What Happens Live, too. It's like, I always fast forward through those parts. It's like, and at the bar, we have yet another topless man that I want, that I'm like, googly eye, like Kelsey style at him. It's like, can we just, he has two people, he'll have a young hot boy that he makes be topless, or he'll have maybe a drag queen back there. It's like, okay, Andy.
For someone who has a book coming out.
Yeah, randomly. But. Anyways, well, God, thank you for doing this. It's very late for Heather, you guys. So,
yes, Heather, thank you so much, and we want to have you.
Thank you.
We want to have you on again, and if this episode sounds good, we want to have like a bunch of our listeners on. So this is like a new experiment for us, and I love the freedom of Skyping. It's cool.
To be working.
Oh, my screen says poor network connection.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you actually, I couldn't hear you, Holly, the last like minute, but I could hear you through my wall.
Oh, so
I
was
I was talking, and so I don't know what you just said, but I'm sure it was.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I'm sure it was very important.
Yeah, it's okay.
But you guys, we're going to do Secrets Revealed next week, and we'll have a Sir and Tom Tom update. And
I can't wait.
Yes.
We got a really fun giveaway coming up that kind of ties in with, something we may have mentioned already in the show.
Yeah.
But anyway, Heather, anything you want to dish on or say or plug?
Not that I could think of offhand.
I want to say,
I wish y'all had made the Facebook group like a year ago. Could you imagine?
No, I can't believe that we waited so long to do it. Like,
it would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys who haven't joined, there's so many fun videos up there from, not just our outings, but everybody's outings and pictures and stories. And yeah, so go check it out. It's fun.
Yes.
You can tweet us at VPR Party Podcast, or you can tweet me or Instagram me at Pumpers Nation is my handle on both Twitter and Instagram. And Vanderpump Rules Party on Instagram and Facebook. So thanks again. And thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And we'll see everybody next Tuesday. See you next Tuesday.
Literally and physically.
Yes.
Like literally. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.